to get you right off the track. Say some did something, move a certain way, and there you are. You ready to give somebody a backhand slap or a cross eye? Or say, you better get out of my face. You said it so fast you didn't even know you were saying it. You didn't count to three before you said it. So that's why we can't be like Jesus on our own. So he said, that's why I sent the Holy Ghost to make you like Jesus. Oh, he said, I'll do it for you. Because human beings just can't cut it. Too much stuff. If it don't work in your house, it'll work in your wallet. It'll work on your car. You make the boss don't do what he's supposed to do, and there you are mad, so you're that old so-and-so. Who he think he is. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the rainbow. Oh. Pains and ache make you act a little different. What you wouldn't do when you didn't have pains, when you got pains, my God. Rice is the McDaniel. She got pain, man. She don't want me bothered with nobody. Gotta leave me alone. I understand, because that's what he do me. Pains make him do some things. I said, oh God, it's the pain talking. That's the pain attitude. So save me, Jesus, save me. Sanctify me, Holy Ghost. Let me pass this test, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost. I know it's the pain talking. Pains make you act up. You don't mean to, but you do. So you hearing it gotta know that all things is working together for good. Making you a better person. Making you a more humble person. Giving you more patience. That's God making me like Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I can recognize. It's all good, y'all. It's all good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said, whom he called, he called some, and whom he called, them he also justified. So how you gonna condemn me when God called me and justified me? You can't condemn me when God done already called me and justified me. You can condemn me, but it won't stick. It won't work. Cause it wasn't you that called me. You didn't save me. You ain't done nothing for me. Jesus did it all. And then he justified me. I gotta know that for myself. And whom he justified, them he glorified. Isn't that all right? He let you be praising God in the midst of the storm. He let you be praising God when you don't have a $1 in your pocket and you need 100. Because he done glorified you, because you've been justified before him. It doesn't matter what you have or don't have. It doesn't matter what you know or don't know. You are glorifying God in the midst of it all. It's all good. And I know a lot in this building going through a whole lot of stuff. There's a whole lot of things going on among the people of God. But God has sent me here today to let you know, sing unto the Lord, because the bow is in the clouds. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So what shall we then say to these things? Everybody say with me, if God be for me, who can be against me? Who you gonna let be against you if God is already for you? He's already working it out. I don't care who it is. You just know God is for me. And he's working it out for me. He's working it out through me. He's doing what he says he's gonna do through me.
going to sing unto the Lord. And I'm going to praise his name. It don't matter what's going on.
Get ready for the Lord's song in a minute. Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Say, God is good to me. God is good to me. I want you to open your mouth, because you know, I say God good to you. I'm not trying to tell you to say God is good to nobody else. I'm trying to let you say God is good to me, personally to me, and I want to just praise him. Does nobody know what he's done for me? Some say, how can I forget what he's done for me? I'm going to remember what he's done for me, and I'm going to sing my song. And I'm going to glorify my God. It doesn't matter what's going on with you. I know what he's done for me. Because that's what he died for. He died for him to be good to you, Brother Copeland. So you grab up your stuff. Receive what God got for you. And don't let nobody take it by saying that ain't yours. Yes, it is, to my name on it. God got a blessing with my name on it. And I know what my name is. I can read my name. I can spell my name. And I know when he give it to me, because it's mine. And my name's on it. Stop letting people tell you what is not, since you know already God justified you, God predestined you, and God glorified you. Praise him. Hey, listen, y'all. Just listen. Listen to encourage our hearts today. Everybody there got a blessing.
I'm going on the way.
Going on the way.
I'm going.
and you make up your decision. You make your mind. You're going all the way with the Lord. You ain't about to turn back. Because he said we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are called according to his person, his purpose. Hallelujah. He said, what shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Nobody died for you, Sister Jerma. So nobody can condemn you. Because God died for you through Christ Jesus. Rather, he died and he rose again. And is at the right hand of God, who also, along with the Holy Ghost, who also maketh intercession for us. Now we're secured because we know all of these four ordained things, brother. We know all these things beforehand. We got to keep it in mind. If you forget the scriptures, then you're going to be lost. The enemy going to mess you up. You got to remember the scriptures. Then he said, for our security. Who? Everybody say, who? Look at everybody around there and say, you. Look at somebody and say, you. 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 Ask the question, you. Yay. Your husband, your wife, your children, your finance, your situations, your haves and your have not, who and what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations, distress, persecutions, famine, nakedness, perils, sword. Now all of these things happens. All of these things come because we're living in a world with all of these things. They're all around us. But Brother Paul is encouraging you to tell you have a security. He just told you about your security. If you are a believer, you are secured in Christ Jesus. See, none of us could be saved if Jesus didn't die. And none of us can make it back to heaven if we don't go through Jesus. And God can only forgive us. The only reason God forgave us is because Jesus died. That's the only reason you are saved. You didn't get saved because you wanted to get saved. It's because Jesus died. He made this open door. And he gives us his security. He said, as it is written, for our sakes we are killed all day long. Trouble every time. Songs say, everywhere you go, there's trouble. Everywhere you go, there's strife. Everywhere you go, there's something that worries you. But just remember, you're secure because God is standing by. Jesus have your back. He said, no. Everybody say, no. I think the bishop preached was the last Sunday. Don't take no for the answer, because no is not the answer. They tell you you can't do it, and God told you, said, just say, you'll be all right. You ain't got to argue with nobody. Just say, you'll be all right. Because I know God got this. He got this. He got this. He got this. You have to be polite and respectful. Because everybody believes that their opinions and what they, I think they read this morning, advice and all of this stuff is real good. Everybody think their advice and opinion is real good. Don't knock them. But know what you know. They say no. God done told you yes. Just say it be all right. Say you'll be all right. And when they look around, God done did it for you. They say like the blind Bartimaeus, hell, he's calling you. Shut your mouth. God don't have no time for you. That brother said, listen, ain't none of y'all can give me my sight back. I've been here blind a long time amongst all y'all. For all these long years, and y'all gonna tell me shut up? I don't think so. I heard the man called Jesus is passing by, and I heard that he done healed the sick, he done raised the dead, and he done did, what? Jesus! You gotta send your voice into that opera voice. You gotta give your voice that opera voice. Jesus! Get over on that devil and all those people that tell you you can't do it. Until you get it up to Jesus. You see, you know, you gotta go that high because you gotta pass through the sky. You gotta pass through the atmosphere. And Satan, he's the prince and he's the power of the air. And sometimes, sister, thank God he stopped your stuff in mid-air like he did Daniel. He'll hold it up, but you don't get discouraged. You just keep doing like blind Bartimaeus. You say, Jesus! Take it through the atmosphere. Take it beyond the air. Take it into the throne of grace. Don't take no for an answer, because no is not the answer. He said, my word is yes. That is amen. That is forevermore. He said, I don't change. I don't back up. And don't stop till he hear you. Don't stop till you know that he hear you. He heard you the first time, but he wants you to be sure that you know he hear you. He said, if you know I hear you, then your petition is granted. So don't stop till you believe it and you trust in it. I know God heard my prayer. I know he answered my prayer. And I ain't gonna let nobody tell me he didn't. More than conquerors through him that loved us. Then he said, that wasn't enough. I want to make you know. I wanted you to be sure. Be sure, Brother Bannister. Don't only know, also be persuaded. He said, I am persuaded. Say to yourself, I am persuaded. And listen. This goes beyond this door. It goes beyond this door. It go right into your house. It go in your job. It go in your mind. Let it go in your spirit that you are persuaded. Hallelujah. That neither death. Say, I don't die. I just go to sleep. Say, I don't die. I'll just go to sleep one day when God's finished with me. No life. Nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, things that I don't even know about, where it is down the line, things to come. It doesn't matter how tall a giant is. I'll take him down like David. I'll sling my Holy Ghost praise. And I say, there, giant, go down. He said, if you have faith as big as a grain of a mustard seed, you'll say to this mountain, be thou removed. Go into the depths of the sea, no matter how tall it is. Hallelujah. Your height. It doesn't matter, Sister Stacy, how tall the giant is in your life. Didn't he say, nor depth? Doesn't matter how deep it goes in the ground. It can go into the bottom of the fathom of the ocean. Hallelujah. He said, anywhere, anything is, I'm there. I'm there, Sister Alexis. Don't let it throw you. If it's tall, if it's short, God said, there's nothing too hard. Nothing too big, nothing too small that I can't take care of. Not only that, he said, I already took care of it. That's what I believe in, Sister Peggy. It's already taken care of. I done got to the place to say, I worry about that. That's go ahead. I often tell the devil, talk to the hand. Talk to the hand. Because I ain't hearing nothing you saying. I don't hear nothing you saying, Satan. Because you know what? I'm covered by the blood. And you cannot cross my bloodline. I put a bloodline around me, and you don't dare cross my bloodline. You know what he do, brother? He just throw dots. He can't come across your bloodline, but he throws dots. But you know, you throw up your shield. You gotta know what you got. You have to know what you got. The song said, Satan cannot prevail because I know what I got. Do you know what you got? Do you know what you have? You got a sword. You got a shield. You got all the weapons. You got 66 bullets. And they're the silver bullets that kill all spirits too. That's the silver bullets. 66 silver bullets. That any spirit that come, you fire that sword of the spirit. You hold up that shield. Use them silver bullets. And even the spirits got to get going. He said, resist the devil and he will. God got his going on. It's the real deal, Sister Rose Bain. We might as well use it, my Sister Rose. Use that thing. We don't need it in heaven. Because the devil can't go to heaven. We need it here because God allowed him to be around here tormenting you, Sister Marilyn. Trying to tell you all kind of things and make you look down and feel bad. I tell him, you ain't going to make me feel bad. You crazy. I'm going to be laughing. I'm a laugher. Hey, and I'll tell God to save me all day long. Save me, Jesus. Sanctify me, Lord. Fill me with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I like saying that. I like that. It gives me strength. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In this next scripture, it's just a confirmation that he said, I remember. I remember is found in Genesis chapter 9. Genesis chapter 9 is where he made his first great big covenant. And he said, he didn't only make the covenant there. He said, I'm going to give you a proof positive. God proves things to you positive. He don't want you guessing. He proves it to you absolutely. So when the flood came in this chapter and everybody got drowned, animals and everything, only thing lived through the flood was the fish, because that's the fish's home. You can't drown a fish in his own water. So the fish lived. He didn't have to put no fish on the boat, Brother Fountain, because water was the fish's home. These people claiming all the waters and taking all God fishing, charging you $15 for what that redfish is, for salmon. They went in God water, caught the salmon, cleaned it up, put it in the market, and charge you $15 and $16 a pound. You see, God gonna fix them when they get to heaven, if they get there. All that was his, and they just wicked. They just wicked. That's why I say trust the Lord. And you tell the Lord, if you want some salmon, Lord, make them devils put that salmon on sale. I want salmon this week and I want it to be on sale. I don't want to pay no $15 and $16. And I don't want the farm raised. I want the wild salmon out the ocean. I'm telling you all the truth. Just ask him. I do it all the time. I said, I'm not buying the salmon this week because God's going to put it on sale next week. And I guarantee you not, that salmon right on sale for nine something. I said, okay, let me get a pound. I ain't playing with these people, and I'm not playing with the stuff God gave me to use. Don't play with what God gave you to use. Use it. Round that mouth watering because you want to live this and you want to live that, and you won't even ask God to give it to you. Tell God, speak in their spirit. Don't you know he said, I'm in charge of everything and everybody? I rule this whole world. What you won't ask God, don't. That was a sidebar. Just to confirm, in Genesis 9 verse 13, it said, I do set my bow in the cloud And it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass that when I bring a cloud over the earth, when he bring a cloud over your life, when situations begin to rise in your life that is adverse, it's not good. When a cloud, when he allow a cloud to come over your life, he said that the bowl shall be seen in the cloud. When you have these situations come that is so heavy and big, remember that God remember. He said, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And if you read that in the Amplified, it said, you and all the future generations. Now, he did not say that in different places he would not allow tidal waves, a lot of water, and some people would die. He made the covenant that I'm not going to destroy the whole world with water anymore. And he said, you see the rainbow, when you look like it's going to rain a whole lot and things going adverse, just remember that the bow is in the cloud and I'm going to keep my word. God will keep his word to you when all these situations come in. A lot of people have so much situations. But remember that the bow is in the cloud and God remembers. Don't get upset and complain and worry. Just remember, God has not forgot. He remember Noah. He remember all of his people. And say, when I think Sister Angway preached that message, when God remembers, things happen. You see, when you remember, oh, help me, Holy Ghost. When you remember that God remember, then he do great things for you. But you got to remember that this is what he said in his word, right? And when you rehearse it back to him from his word, then he does what he say he gonna do, because he say, you know what? I cannot deny my word. I will not deny my word. You're gonna sing this song. You're gonna sing with me. I told you we're gonna sing it to the Lord. Listen to the song. Come on. The cloud, the rainbow is in the cloud, y'all. And it's for everybody. I'm just gonna make you feel happy. Let you know that God is good. And you're not gonna lose nothing.
God is not forgotten. God is not forgotten. God is not forgotten. If he said that he would do it, it will come to pass. God is not forgotten.
Come on, sing for yourself.
God is not forgotten. Sing it again. God is not forgotten.
Come on, sing for yourself.
God is not forgotten. God is not forgotten. God is not forgotten. If he said that he would do it, it will come to pass. God is not forgotten. Keep on believing. God is not forgotten. Just keep on believing. God is not forgotten. If he said that he would do it, it will come to pass. God is not forgotten. God is not forgotten. Don't get discouraged.
Come on, y'all.
God is not forgotten. Don't get discouraged. God is not forgotten. If he said that he would do it, oh, it will come to pass. God, God, oh God. of God. Oh, don't get discouraged. God is not with God. Oh, don't get discouraged. God is not with God. If he said that he would do it, it will come to pass. God has not forgotten. Oh, 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 God has not. Oh, don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. No, God has not. No, 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 no. Don't get discouraged. No, no, no. God is not. Oh, oh, just keep on believing. God is not for God. Just keep on believing. God is not for God. If he said that he would do it, don't get discouraged. God has not forgotten.
If it's true that he would do it, it will come to pass. Oh, God has not forgotten. No, 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 no. God has not forgotten. God has not forgotten. No, no. God has not forgotten.
Give the Lord some praise. And remember, God has not forgotten. If he said he's gonna do it, it shall come to pass. I'm going to my last scripture. I want to encourage your heart today and forevermore that it is all right. And you're going to make it. It doesn't. Going to make it. Because he said it. So it's got to come to pass. And this last scripture is what I did the last time I was here. He said to remind them again. Job chapter 22. Job chapter 22 verses 23 to 30. And it says, I love you, Jesus. This is what the young man was saying to Job. And it's a good thing, but he was just talking to the wrong man. But today he's talking to us. Because we get in a lot of these situations. Job 22 verse 23 says, if thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquities far from thy tabernacle. That's your house, your life. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophrah as the stones of the brooks. Yes, the Almighty shall be thy defense. Thou shalt have plenty of silver. And this silver represents strength. We have so many people that are tired. My friend came and told me this morning, she said, I'm so tired. But that's okay. One thing, if you know you're tired, you know that some of your senses are working. Your feeling is working, so you know you're tired. So that's a good thing. If you don't know you're tired, because your sense is not working, then something might happen to you. So give God thanks when you know you're tired. You say, okay, my senses is working. My feeling is working. Oh, praise God. So you will have plenty of silver. For then shall thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vow. Thou shalt also decree a thing. Said, I'm going to decree a thing. Oh, really? Just like that? Said everybody, you got to talk for yourself. I'm going to decree a thing. Don't you have some things you need to decree? You have some things you want God to pull up and pull out? You won't have some things God, you want God to do? He said, if you get yourself all straightened out with the Lord, do it right like he said. He said, then thou shalt decree a thing. And it shall be established unto you. I told you it's personal. So nobody can get upset, sister Coffee, with nobody. If they're getting all the victories and getting all the anointing and feeling happy and feeling all satisfied, don't get upset with that person because they done decree a thing. They done got their life right with the Lord. They done decree a thing and God has established it. Just say, if you don't understand it, say, what did you do? Don't be ashamed, Brother Buster. Come and say, what you did? Because you see, I see what you're doing is working. I might not do it the way you do it, but I can use the basis of it to get my victory. Oh, my God. He said, and the light shall shine upon your way. You won't stumble and fall. When men are cast down, thou shalt say, there is a lifting up. And he shall save the humble person. He shall deliver the islands of the innocent. And it is delivered by the pureness of your hand. Hallelujah. Decree a thing. Never would have made it. Decree a thing. If you decree that thing, and your life is all right, God cannot deny you. He will do it. It might not be right this minute, but it's going to be done. Because you know that he hear you. And you know your petition is granted. Is that right, Sister Rose? But you didn't even know you was having a bad heart, right? But you were saying that whole week, I shall not die, but I shall live, and I shall give forth the praises of God. She didn't know she was going to have bypass surgery. She didn't know that she was going to have to get some bill up in her heart, whatever them thing is that pumped your heart. She didn't know that she would have to get a new piece put in there. She didn't know that she was going to have to get a face makeup. She didn't know they were going to open up her whole chest. But she was walking around in the house saying, I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. She didn't know what's coming that next week, but she decreed it. She declared it. And God established it. And each year they pray, Lord. God didn't let her stay out there and die. God let her know that something was going on. Hallelujah. So you know, with Job and with us, we can say, never would have made it. 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 If it had not been for the Lord. If it had not been for the Lord on our side. Hallelujah. Sing it to the Lord for yourself.
Never would have made it.
Sing for yourself. Sing for yourself.
Never would have made it without you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
I would have lost it all. And now I see that you were there for me. That's why I'll say, the one I held on to. So So I'll say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. When I look back over all you've done for me,
through. You can say, Lord, you were there for me. I never would have made it. You certainly would have lost it all. You would have lost it all. You'd have lost your mind, some of you. But because of what you went through and God was there with you and for you, you say, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. I'm so much better because you were there for me. We're going to call for a prayer. We're going to do a prayer. And I wonder if there is any praying mothers in the house. You got to pray for your children. This is Mission Sunday. You have to pray for your children. You got to make sure because you made it, they make it. Praise God. Brother Sweeney, listen to the song. And as the song goes, you can come to the altar. You can lift your hand. You can do whatever you want to do. Know that is God. They listen to the song. Listen to the song. Is there any praying mothers? Hallelujah. You are praying mother in this building today. And you want to pray for your children. Hallelujah. Pray for your children. Pray for your children, mothers.
My mother prayed. She prayed for her children. She prayed both night and day. She said, Lord, help us to the thing. It's right. Gotta serve God. Like the Bible said. No. The spread. My mother prayed. She prayed.
Got any praying mothers in the room today? Talk to God for yourself. Talk to Him for yourself. The Bible said, my mother prayed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, they'll give their life to Jesus. Day and night.